On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Ishmael Khawaja. A student's been found guilty of attempted murder after driving at police officers and cyclists outside the Houses of Parliament last August. 30-year-old Sally Catter, who's originally from Sudan, claimed he travelled to London from Birmingham to pick up a visa but got lost. Several people were injured but no one was killed. Sky's Ender Brady is at the Old Bailey.
The judge in this case has just told the court that before she can sentence him, she wants to understand a couple of things. She wants to figure out whether this was indeed a terrorist attack with a terrorist motive, and she wants to know if Mr. Catter poses an ongoing risk to the general public.
He's due to be sentenced in October. Border Force officers have rescued another 38 migrants who crossed the channel in three small boats. Eight people were found in Dungeness yesterday, while two more groups of men, women and children were intercepted off the coast of Sussex. They're now being interviewed by immigration officials. It comes as a charity's been telling KMFM how schools can play a vital role in making refugees feel part of the community in Kent. Some fire launched in Dover when the Immigration Removal Centre opened there in 2002 and has been continuing to work with migrant families since it closed 4 years ago. Tanya Long is the director.
A newcomer, whether they're from the next town, Scotland, Newcastle or Afghanistan, they should be welcomed and, you know, feel comfortable in their own school or their community.
Since November, it's thought more than 750 people have arrived in Kent from across the channel. You can hear more from Tanya by clicking on the podcast page of kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Plans are being considered for a £12 million tunnel linking bus routes from a new garden city in Kent to the county's biggest shopping complex. Council bosses are looking at connecting Ebbsfleet with Bluewater as building work on more than 6,000 homes as part of the development continues. As part of the design of the area, every resident is within 10 minutes of a fast-track bus stop. The idea of charging some motorists to drive in parts of Maidstone has been rejected. A group of consultants had suggested the fee as a way of reducing pollution on Upper and Lower Stone Street, but that's been turned down by council bosses. Instead, they're going to introduce a red route, meaning vehicles wouldn't be able to pull over and stop between 7 in the morning and 7 at night.
KMFM News.
A man from Rochester has been missing for more than a week. Mark Cowell was last seen in the Brompton Road area of Gillingham on July 8th. You can see a picture of the 58-year-old at Kent Online. A Thanet man's filmed himself dumping his uncollected recycling on the council's doorstep.
I've been waiting for this to be collected for 3 months. I've messaged about it. I've had no response. If it's not going to be collected from my address, what am I paying my council tax for? What am I paying my council? So do you know what? I'm happy with paying for a new bin. So I'm going to leave this one so it can actually be dealt with.
24-year-old Jordan Cross decided to take action after asking the authority to empty the bin, which he says was filled up by guests at an Airbnb near his home in Westbrook. In the video, he says people have had enough of the poor services and is calling for other residents to join his protest. A Thanet school has been told to improve by inspectors. They've given the Charles Dickens School in Broadstairs a 10-point plan after visiting last month. Ofsted highlighted inconsistent quality of teaching and GCSE exam results below the national average last year, but added the leadership team are working towards making changes. And Harry Styles is reportedly in talks to play Prince Eric in the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. So far, he has just one feature film under his belt, the First World War drama Dunkirk.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Theresa May's paid tribute to England's World Cup winning cricketers in Parliament.
On Monday, I was able to welcome England's cricket team to Downing Street following their brilliant performance in winning the Cricket World Cup. As I said to them, they are a team that reflects the very best of modern Britain and a team that plays like no other in the world.
The Prime Minister spoke about what she called a great weekend of sport, congratulating Lewis Hamilton on winning his sixth British Grand Prix. She also wished the home nations luck for the Netball World Cup in Liverpool, even though Northern Ireland can't finish in the top eight. Football and Gillingham have had a tough test in their latest pre-season friendly against Dartford. The Jewels came away from Princes Park last night with a 2-1 victory, thanks to goals from Elliot List and Mark Byrne. We've tweeted a link to our match report via @KMFM News. Meanwhile, it's understood Gillingham defender Gabriel Zakawani is unlikely to be fit for the opening game of the season. Last season's captain suffered ankle ligament damage following a fall against Barnsley in February. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.